You're listening to SBS News.
It's a global pandemic that lacks a global solution. 130 countries in the world are yet to administer a single dose of coronavirus vaccine. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres demands better efforts.
Just 10 countries have administered 75% of all COVID-19 vaccines. Meanwhile, more than 130 countries had not received a single dose. And those affected by conflict and insecurity are at particular risk of being left behind.
The World Health Organization's COVAX program, an ambitious project to buy and deliver coronavirus vaccines for the world's poorest people, has already missed its own goal of equitable rollouts. Timelines for delivery are still not clear, and even if all goes to plan, the scheme will only cover 20 to 27% of a country's population during this year. Experts forecast some countries may not get widespread coverage even by 2023. Where the virus is spreading, it's also mutating, meaning that virus-resistant variants will continue to evolve. Even though inoculation of the world's 7.8 billion people is a feat never before attempted, Mr. Guterres says the group of seven major industrialized countries can create the momentum needed to mobilize funding.
The rollout of COVID-19 vaccines is generating hope. But at this critical moment, vaccine equity is the biggest moral test before the global community. We must ensure that everybody everywhere can be vaccinated as soon as possible.
At a meeting of the United Nations Secretary Council, British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab called for local ceasefires to allow for COVID-19 vaccinations to go ahead in areas of instability and active conflict. He says more than 160 million people in active conflict zones risk missing out.
Further action is needed now by the Council to call for ceasefires specifically to enable COVID vaccines to be carried out in those areas that have been so badly affected by conflict. Ceasefires have been used to vaccinate the most vulnerable communities in the past. There's no reason why we can't do this. There's no reason why we can't, with the will that we can muster, come together to overcome the challenges.
He says science has done the hard work. The onus is now on the group of 20 rich and big emerging powers in the world to take the lead on distribution.
Our scientists have done incredible work in developing the vaccine. We must work together now to get those vaccines to the most hard-to-reach communities and the most vulnerable in those hard-to-reach communities.
Chinese foreign ministry representatives agreed the Security Council must lead by example. However, they flagged that countries needed to resist prejudice and attempts to politicise the pandemic. Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia signalled that another resolution is not needed. The United States, on the other hand, has committed to paying over $200 million in obligations to the World Health Organization to help battle the virus. President Joe Biden rescinded his predecessor's decision to withdraw from the Geneva-based health body this year. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's a key step forward in renewing their membership.
This is a key step forward to fulfilling our financial obligations as a WHO member, and it reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
He's also called for the creation of a financing mechanism to mitigate future health crises.
We seek to advance the creation of a long overdue sustainable financing mechanism for health security so we can leave the world more prepared for future outbreaks than it was for this pandemic.
In Serrana, one of the worst-hit cities in Brazil's São Paulo state region, health officials are embarking on a mission to vaccinate its adult population of 33,000 people. Authorities hope it will help them learn more about transmission rates in the area. Brazil's vaccination efforts took off after it secured 46 million doses of the Chinese Sinovac-produced CoronaVac vaccines. Russian Sputnik V vaccines have landed in Venezuela, with President Nicolas Maduro confident inoculation will start today. He says Venezuela has invested $200 million in 10 million doses of the Russian-made shot and is currently in negotiations about the release of gold stored in the Bank of England's vault in London. The release of $300 million worth of gold would allow Venezuela to become eligible to enter the COVAX program and procure more doses for its population of 28.5 million. Vaccines are still only a trickle in the Gaza Strip, with Palestinian health authorities receiving 2,000 doses of the Russian Sputnik V on Wednesday. More than 2 million people live in the area, mostly in close confines. And while the European Union secures another 300 million doses of the Moderna vaccine, nations outside the bloc are still waiting for help. Medical workers from Bijeljina in Bosnia have crossed the border to neighbouring Serbia for vaccination. More than 2,000 workers have applied for vaccination in Serbia as Bosnia and Herzegovina waits for COVAX initiatives to kick in. Edin Forto, Prime Minister of Sarajevo Canton, says he's disappointed with the federal government.
Our eyes turn to the federal government in terms of the COVAX program and the beginning of mass immunization. We are the last country in the region, and I feel a little bit ashamed that only the government of Bosnia and Herzegovina did not provide its people vaccines.
In Italy, hardest hit by the pandemic in its early stages, the UK virus variant is becoming an increasing problem. Health authorities estimate the variant accounts for 18% of all new infections. The EU, of which Italy is a member, started vaccinating its 450 million citizens almost 2 months ago. However, procurement issues mean it lags behind Britain and other non-EU member countries in the region. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.